Blood, sweat, and tears are what form the greatest words in American history. It was planted by men of such intelligence with a vision for the future, a future of what America could be. These men were lawyers, physicians, writers, merchants, farmers, and more. Together, they compiled a masterpiece called the Declaration of Independence. This masterpiece became the roots of a powerful tree that would grow and branch into the United States of America. In following the ideals of this document, they stood up for what they felt was right. They created laws and rules for a new country. Because of these men, we now have many amazing companies, buildings, social platforms, jobs, and we have made the world's greatest economy. We did all of this by following the footsteps of these impactful men who we call the Founding Fathers. James Madison was brilliant. Thomas Jefferson was perfectly direct. Thomas Paine was a morally honest man. John Adams was amazingly determined, and George Washington was serious but reserved. All of these men planted the seed of desire to be hardworking entrepreneurs in search of a better life, and that seed continues to grow today. As youth, we need to carry on the legacies of people who have made a difference in this world. We need to follow those who have made a positive impact. No, we do not have to write documents like our founding fathers to be impactful. We can adapt to our modern day world to make a change. There's a great example of this in a book entitled The Man Who Planted Trees. I believe the man in this book made an impact on his modern day world and also in a world of generations to come. He lived where there were only old broken down homes. He lived in a dry vacant desert. What did he do? He planted acorns, many acorns for many years. An old friend returned home from the war and saw a drastic change. What was once his home, bare and plain, was now filled with tall green trees clear to the horizon. This man changed the discouraged desert to a thick forest. He gave people an amazing place to live and prosper. A simple man with a simple act changed his small world. And I know that my generation has the ability to influence this nation for good. We all just need to do our part and plant our trees. There is a development along the interstate of a large city. It is about 450 acres, and 20 years ago, it was too plain and bare, nothing but a huge gravel pit. But now it is the heart of the city, with many trees perfectly lined around it. There are beautiful waterfalls from the local river and fountains that light up at night. This area is filled with gorgeous landscaping, buildings, businesses, and most importantly, the people who live and work there. These people have been given a pleasing place to thrive in, just like the man who planted trees, except this time it was a local man who planted them. And I am proud to say that man is my grandpa. He played a huge part in developing this area for people to enjoy. My grandpa has also planted jobs for thousands of people. He has taken the example of our forefathers to heart by chasing the American dream with hard work and determination. Open quote, "A job is very important to everybody. They've got to have an income to support their family, to be happy, to create self-esteem, from the wall man to the architect, concrete guy to the paint guy." That is a quote from my grandpa. Learning a true ethic is very important. Everyone needs a purpose. In a thriving society, we have to work hard. Every single career or job is important. America's roots are not just from lawyers, businessmen, and doctors, although they are very important. We also need the people who do the small but critical jobs just as much. America is built on people who are different. People have multiple interests and personalities. That's what makes America's roots so strong and embedded deep. No matter what career you choose, it is always the value that comes from working that can carry from generation to generation. The American dream is spelled out as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One of the greatest reasons to live in America is for the opportunities that await all. Millions have sacrificed their lives to preserve these opportunities and our freedoms. It is freedom that allowed my grandpa the opportunity to change the lives for others. Where do we go from here? Together, we too can build businesses and make a difference by helping others do the same. That is one of the strongest roots America has. I challenge the youth of America to plant their roots deep in its history. We must strive to grow our seed of desire to work hard, to be entrepreneurs, and to always be in search of a better life for ourselves and our nation. So America, where do we go from here? We go out and start planting our trees so America can continue to flourish.